Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
Jags fall in Week 12, final score in Buffalo. The Bills 28, the Jags 21. Buffalo improves to 6-5. The Jags fall to a record of 2-9. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor is on the line with us down in South Florida. We'll get to the locker room at New Era Field coming up. The first word with Gus Bradley. But first of all, good evening, Fred. It's good to have you back again.
Hey, I'm glad to be back. Good evening, guys. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Freddy?
Hey, man. Some things never change, boss. I'm ready to get after it.
Yeah, let's do it. The early part of this ball game, well, the Jags had the 7-0 lead, the early touchdown. The defense was playing well. Special teams blunders in the first half gave them a short field, 7-6 at halftime. Back and forth in the second half, starting with a bang, though. McCoy's 75-yard touchdown missed a tackle opportunity there. The Jags do answer, though, after that, and it's back and forth for a little while. Some officiating question marks at the end of the game, and the Jags fall. Where do you start here, Fred?
To their credit, JP, I mean, it was a very good game. At any time, there are no turnovers, although there are, you know, two muff fumbles there by Green. I think, you know, the defense played lights out, you know, for an entire half. The field position was in our favor, you know, until Brandon Tate hit the 43-yard punt return, and things changed after that. And then the one big play there to McCoy right after halftime, and then Sammy Watkins' play. I mean, the football is so intricate, you know, the small things. But if you take those three plays out, much like the Detroit game, the 65-yarders, the even, the Jaguars should win two games in a row if you take those four plays, remove them from the game, and your two-game win streak, in my opinion.
Yeah, you could have that. Of course, the opponents could pick a couple that they could take away from
you. Oh, yeah, that's true.
It might work that way. Fred, what do you make of Blake Bortles today? Certainly missed some throws, but overall, you know, didn't turn the ball over. What do you make of his performance?
You know, I thought Blake, he sat in there, he played well, he was in the pocket, he stood strong. 13 of 26, not pretty. He protected football, 2 touchdowns, 8 carries, 81 yards rushing. I got to give Blake at least a C-plus here, Mike, if I was grading him. He didn't hurt us. You know, didn't do the best that we've seen, but he didn't hurt us. They're in position to compete and try and win the game.
I think what hurt the Jags, so among the things that hurt him, Chris Ivory going out, Fred, how big was that, the way he was running in the early going?
Yeah, Chris, I mean, he's running hard downhill. He made all the good cuts there. And you saw the momentum and things sort of turned a little bit once he went out. The other guys weren't as, you know, decisive, and they weren't breaking those tackles. I text JP throughout the game and say, hey, man, I don't see the vision. These guys' vision to a minimum right now. But, that's unfortunate for Chris.
28-21 the final. The Bills with a win over the Jaguars. Let's go back to Buffalo. Jeff Lagerman has the first word with head coach Gus Bradley. Jeff?
All right, thank you, JP. Gus, a hard-fought game against the Buffalo Bills team that you guys were able to really limit in the first half, and a couple big plays were able to get their offense going.
Yeah, they did. You know, there's, like you said, a couple big plays. That first play of the second half, and then a couple long plays. I thought we tackled well for the most part. Just a couple plays. They're a good offensive team. They have ability to score a lot of points, and that's what they did at the end.
Second half, your offense responded when they needed to. The first play of the second half, LeSean McCoy breaks off a 75-yarder, but your offense responded. Buffalo scored again in the second half. Your offense responded again. You had to be impressed with that, though.
I did. You know what? That's what the game should feel like. I think we did a good job with the ball, taking care of the ball. We executed well across the board. And, you know, it's a tough, hard-fought game that was up here at their place. And I thought our guys really battled well. But, you know, it comes down to a few plays when you play in games like this.
And a few of those plays in the first half, they called for progress that was stopped on a Telvin Smith, what appeared to be a fumble caused. Allen Robinson appeared to be held on an interference call late in the ball game. Looks like LeSean McCoy stepped out of bounds. So certainly some questionable calls by the official in today's game.
Yeah, you know how that is, Logs. We hate to – it's not about excuses. We got to execute better. We'll find out. You know, I'm sure they'll give us the talking to about what took place in those calls, and then, you know, they'll try to get it corrected. So, and then we'll just move on from there. But for us, it's about execution and making more plays than we did.
All right. Thank you, Gus.
Okay, thank you.
Head coach Gus Bradley outside of the Jaguars locker room. We'll take a break, come back, and go inside the locker room at New Era Field. Final score, Bills 28, Jaguars 21. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
GEICO presents Great Calls in Sports History.
With the game on the line, starting quarterback Bobby Klein called a last-second audible that resulted in a devastating sack, losing not only the game, but knocking Klein clean out of his lucky, unwashed socks. That was a bad call. But he made a great call that day by switching to GEICO to save money on car insurance. Score one for savings, but also score one for that blitzing linebacker.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
When you shop at Stein Mart, you may feel like yelling, touchdown, and doing your very own end zone dance. That's because Stein Mart offers amazing designer brands and all the latest trends up to 60% off department store prices every day. We're not keeping score, but we're pretty sure you win with every visit and every purchase. With six locations right here in Jacksonville, Stein Mart is supported by a very loyal fan base. We're also a proud sponsor of the Jaguars Women's Club. So you could say we're fans of the fans. Go Jags!
Okay, tough one to lose, obviously. Hard-fought battle. I thought our guys played their tails off, went back and forth. They made more plays than we did, especially at the end of the game. Give credit to them. Thought our offense really battled back. I thought our defense played really well. I just gave up a few explosive plays.
Delay a game on fourth down. Were you trying to call a time?
Then we felt like we could get the time, you know, just getting it off with our communication with them. We had some close calls at the end. With that, and we got him off, and just didn't get it off in time.
Gus, they hit those explosive plays on you in the first half. I think they had 63 total yards. Then
right.
McCoy goes 75. Taylor hits one down the sideline.
Good team. We knew that. I mean, McCoy was, you know, one of the top leading rushers in the league and explosive back. Watkins, explosive dynamic wide receiver, and they made some plays. You know, that's what they got, a couple explosive plays on it, and they scored at the end of those. It's unfortunate because I thought that we played pretty well. We came in here thinking that we had to tackle very well, and, we just gave up too many plays.
You're now guaranteed a losing season. What can you do to get this team to stay focused the rest
of the
game?
Well, I think they're pretty focused. I think they're pretty focused throughout that whole game. They just had some explosive plays, and we just didn't make enough plays at the end. But that team, I don't question their focus. I don't question their effort and how they came out and played. They just made a few more plays than we did.
Gus, I wasn't talking about today. I was talking about moving forward.
Yeah, I know. I say you don't have to worry about their effort. That's moving forward.
After the whole game, Gus, did you think about punting with two timeouts and a two-minute warning?
Yeah. I think at that time, I think we just, you know, we made our decisions and we'll live by them.
The non-call right in front of you on Sterling early in that drive, how surprised were you that you didn't get the pass interference call there?
It operates the same way. I think we'll send in calls. They'll come back. They'll say they missed some calls, and they'll try to get it corrected, and then we'll see it the next week. Next week they'll try to get it corrected. And, so Dean does a good job handling it that way and gives us a full explanation on how they missed calls.
end of the first half, you call timeout with a minute to go. It looked like he was going to kick the field goal. Were you thinking try and steal a possession there at the end of the first half?
At the first half, when there's about 42 seconds left?
A minute to go, yeah.
Yeah.
You, instead of letting them run the clock out, what was the thinking on calling a timeout there?
With why didn't we?
Why did you call a timeout?
Why did we?
End of the second quarter.
Yeah. There was about 40 seconds left, and we talked about calling a timeout with us to get the ball back, but we decided not to do it.
What'd you see on McCoy's long touchdown run? It looks like Gip and Ramsey are both in position.
You guys had six losses where you've basically been right there. Right. All six by touchdown or less. Does that start to weigh on you?
Well, I think that, you know, when you look at it and you see this, because this team is, like I said, they're playing their tails off and things just aren't going our way, but we've got to make them go our way. It's not just going to come to us. And I think in games like this, I thought it was pretty clean, though. I mean, we talked about no turnovers, playing good that way. Penalties were down. Execution was up. So a lot of things. But, they're an explosive team now. They've scored over 30 points multiple games and had the ability to do that. Just thought in the first half we played really well. In the second half, they had explosive plays on us defensively.
How impressed were you with Blake scrambling, getting some yards that way?
Very good. I thought his decision-making, his ability, his poise, and, I thought that just the whole offense. I thought Nate did a good job. The offense executed. And overall, it's good. It's a really good game. You know, we just gave up too many explosive plays.
One of Blake's better efforts on that front. Decision-making.
I think so. I mean, decision-making across the board. He's had some good games, but, kind of how we wanted to go into this game. Like I said, going in the game, we said we want to take care of the ball on offense. Our tackling was going to be very, very important on defense. And then scoring in special teams and also win the field position battle. Those were really the four keys. And we just missed some tackles on some of those runs and it gave some yardage.
So you're just saying that the Bills were just a better team today?
They played better. They won. Okay, thank you.
End of the game there, the delay of game, what happened, the clock running down,
just
got you there.
Yeah, we had a little contract, we're trying to check to, a man beater, which is what we were getting, just didn't get the check off in time. I got to either hurry that up or call timeout, can't take a delay of game right there.
You were able to use your legs a lot today and seemed to help you guys move the ball.
Yeah.
Is it a conscious decision or is it just
It's one of those things. Did a couple zone read things. More so it's them. I mean, if guys are going to play two-man, it's kind of you sit back and you wait a second and then you take off as a quarterback because, there's usually nobody looking at you. So it's kind of just taking advantage of what they do more so on some of that stuff.
Sterling and Koyak had kind of a tough assignment this week. What were they able to do to kind of keep driving?
Yeah, I thought they were awesome. I thought the three guys that played, those two and then Alex Ellis as well, for really all three of them, the first time seeing significant action, I thought did a really good job. Helped out in the run game. Neil made a really good third down catch. Ben had a big one over the middle a couple times. And Alex blocked his tail off. So I thought those three guys played great and did a really good job filling in for Sadie's and Julius.
Kind of piggybacking off of what Dan was saying with the run game, do you feel like you're getting to a point where maybe that's maybe even more of a strength you should utilize?
I think that's it's part of kind of the work with Nathaniel that is now 4 weeks or whatever into it with him and kind of just knowing what the progression is on each play. And he's very adamant with, if it's not there, take off and run. So it's kind of continuing to do that. I think that'll help eliminate the turnovers. trying to force stuff and do different things. And then, you know, like you said, I think it helps our offense, and it also does different things with the defense as well.
Does it help get you in a rhythm if you get if you run a few times? Does that help you as a passer?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I enjoy running. I enjoy, you know, doing different things on the move and nakeds and bootlegs and stuff like that. And, you know, I think it helps our team out. So, you know, as long as it's doing that, I'm totally fine running. I don't have a problem as long as it's helping us out.
Speaking of the run game, wasn't Ivory, you know, yelling a little bit hampered there? Does that hurt you in the second half, you know, with the full ball?
Yeah, you know, I thought Chris did a really good job, you know, until he got hurt running the ball. You know, he runs his tail off, runs extremely hard, and I thought, you know, we were kind of controlling the line of scrimmage and running the ball really well, and then he goes out. TJ comes in a little banged up. I thought D-Rob did a good job. You know, obviously a little switch up. Of running styles between him and Chris Ivory, but you know, I thought D-Rob did good. You know, hasn't played a whole lot this year, and asked him to do a lot, and he did. You know, he was good in the run game, and he was good in protections.
You guys got a touchdown on the opening drive for the first time in like 24 games. I don't know, was that something? Were you guys cognizant of that streak, and what's it like to no longer have to deal with it?
Yeah, no. I mean, I remember one of you guys bringing it up a couple weeks ago. But I don't think anybody paid attention to it. You know, we want to come out. We want to start fast. You know, kind of our keys of victory this week, I guess, we're finishing. Start fast, finishing, and let's attack them vertically. You know, and I thought we were kind of able to do some of that at times. You know, obviously you get the ball at the end of the game, and you got to be able to stay on the field, convert, and go score to give your team a chance. And we weren't able to do that.
Thinking there was a PI on the Sterling play that last drive, and
we
were surprised they didn't call that.
On Sterling, yeah, that was. I mean, the one on A-Rob was brutal. I don't know how that one called. Yeah, that was bad. Do you get fined for saying that? Well, might as well just keep talking then, huh? Yeah, that was horrible then. Jesus, I don't know how that. Okay, I'm done.
Go ahead. Last four, you've been right there with the team. Have you got frustration set in?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think it's kind of, you know, I think we've had a little bit of Murphy's Law. Right. You know, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong at the most inopportune time. I think we got some of that going on. But I think we, you know, it's easy to use that as a crutch or an excuse and say, we're not getting a break. You know, we're not getting any luck. Well, you know, it's on us to go make a play. You know, rather than leave it up to luck and a break and a bounce or a call, you know, just go make it. Make the play. Make the catch. Make the throw. Do whatever. We gotta do more of that.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
That's it for here,
Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
On the field, you always go with the home team. That's why Hanania Auto Group is a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jaguars. At HananiaAutos.com, shop over 2,000 cars and trucks, Toyotas, Hondas, Jeeps, Acuras, Volkswagens, Hyundais, Audis, Subarus, Infinitis, Mitsubishis, Maseratis, and more. Even used cars starting under $10,000 and pre-owned luxury under $20,000. 2,000 cars and trucks, 11 brands, one place. HananiaAutos.com.
At Pepperidge Farm, baking is more than a job. It's a real passion. Each day, their bakers take the time to make every cookie, pastry, cracker, and loaf of bread the best way they know how, by using good ingredients, like real chocolate in their Milano cookies, 100% whole grain flour baked into their whole grain breads, and real cheddar cheese baked into their goldfish crackers. It's the little things that make simple food taste special. They believe in doing things right, and they just happen to love it.
Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beard's Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Final score, 28-21. The Bills get a win. They improve to 6-5. They've got a couple of real tough ones coming up the next couple of weeks to try to stay alive in the AFC playoff race. The Jags are now 2-9 after their sixth consecutive loss. Time now to get the highlights of the game, also the Bud Light play of the game from today. We start off on the opening drive. The Jags have had a few nice opening drives this year. A few. This one, though, takes the cake. 11 plays, 75 yards, 6 minutes, 45 seconds. And for the first time since week 2 of the 2015 season, an opening possession touchdown.
First and goal now from the 2-yard line after the penalty. Jacksonville on the move here. First drive of the game. Under center. Ivory, the running back. They give to Ivory. Tries the right side. Tries to get the edge. For the pylon. Touchdown. Chris Ivory in the right corner of the end zone. Scores from 2 yards away. And Jacksonville strikes first at Buffalo.
7-0. The Jags led. The Jags defense on the other side was shutting down Buffalo. A couple of three and outs. The Jaguars had a drop by Hearns on third down. Their next possession, that kind of killed their momentum. So it was a punt fest for a little while. And then right before halftime, a 43-yard punt return by Brandon Tate and a fourth down conversion by Buffalo kept the drive alive. Shady McCoy from 7 yards out.
Pistol formation now. Buffalo in no hurry. First and goal from the 7. Taylor takes. He runs an option to the right. Pitches it to McCoy. McCoy to the 5. McCoy's going to walk into the end zone. And Buffalo has scored late in the half with 20 seconds to play in the second quarter.
Missed the extra point. 7-6 was the halftime score. The Jaguars had the lead. But Buffalo got the ball first to start the second half. First play from scrimmage, Shady to the house.
Bills start from the 25. They go right to left. Pistol formation plus a fullback for Taylor. The hand is to McCoy. He's got some room to the 35, to the 40. Into the open field, the 45. Jaguars territory to the 40. To the 35, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown. LeSean McCoy just went 75 yards to start the second half.
Froze Ramsey and Gibson in the hole, little stutter, and got away, and nobody could get him, so 13-7 Buffalo. But the Jags answer right away, 11 plays, 65 yards, and this is the Bud Light play of the game. Bortles to Marquise Lee, nice throw and catch for 20 yards.
Third and 6 now from the 20-yard line, 9:40 to play in the third quarter, 13-7, Bills lead it. Bunch to the left, Yeldon back in the game at running back. Bortles drops to throw. Fires into the end zone once Marquise Lee has the catch. Touchdown, Jaguars! Bortles to Lee for the score.
Extra point good, 14-13. Jaguars led it. Couple of punts, one for each side. That was the Bud Light play of the game brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. After those punts, well, the Bills get back on offense. Tyrod Taylor on his own from 7 yards.
Jacksonville 14, Buffalo 13. With the Bills knocking on the door here. Two right, one left, shotgun. Dropping the throw is Taylor. Steps up now. Looks like he's going to run it to the 5-yard line. For the corner, touchdown. Tyrod Taylor ran it in from 7 yards away. And Buffalo has retaken the lead here at New Era Field.
There was a big Watkins catch over Ramsey on that drive of 62 yards to set it up. So 20-14 the score. The Jags answer again, though. 7 plays over about 65 yards on this drive. Bortles to Allen Hearns to regain the lead.
Bernard Robinson is the running back. He stands to the left of Blake Bortles. Blake's in a shotgun. Play fake. They throw it to Hearns. Behind the line to the 10. Hearns to the 5-yard line. Dives for the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville! Allen Hearns scores. And Jacksonville is on the board again.
Fantastic play by Hearns. The extra point gave the Jags the lead 21-20. Ensuing drive, a key pass interference call set up the Bills pretty close. And it was Taylor to Justin Hunter for the go-ahead score for Buffalo.
So second down and 11 now officially. Inside of 11 minutes to play. Empty backfield this time for Tyrod Taylor. They split out McCoy 5 wide now. Dropping is Taylor. Looks, fires toward the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown. Justin Hunter went up and got it. Only his 7th catch of the year, but his 4th touchdown gives the Bills the lead once again.
Gave him the lead. They went for 2. McCoy with the handoff inside. Got in there for the 2-point try, 28-21. A lot of time left in the game at that point. Jags go 3 and out. The Bills go 3 and out, and the Jags turn it over on downs. The Bills get the ball, and they're trying to milk the clock. This sealed it. Another McCoy run.
It'll be a third down and seven now from the 45 of Jacksonville. Bills 28, Jags 21. They toss it to the left to McCoy. To the 45, to the 40. That's a first down. That's the game. He slid to the ground after making a first down at about the 36-yard line. The Jags cannot stop it. The Bills will snap it two more times, and they will beat Jacksonville here in Orchard Park.
That's how it sounded today. 28-21, the Bills with a win over the Jaguars in Week 12. Buffalo now 6-5. The Jags fall to 2-9. We're back with an Everbank stats check. Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey return as well. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Take your team all the way in Madden NFL 17. Put yourself at the center of your team's championship run in franchise mode, delivering all new ways to play and more decisions to make.
Driven by the most balanced gameplay yet.
The deepest commentary in Madden NFL franchise history, featuring the all-new in-studio commentary team of Brandon Gordon and Charles Davis, along with fun and fresh ways to play such as Ultimate Team and Draft Champions. Madden NFL 17 is the most complete Madden ever. Madden NFL 17, in stores now.
Brian Sexton here. There's nothing better than the cheer of Jaguars fans on game day. That's the same sound you could be making as a winner of the Dreamfinders Homes Take It to the House promotion. As the official home builder of the Jags, Dreamfinders is offering a chance for you to win $100,000 towards a new home. All you have to do is visit a Dreamfinders model to register. Now that's something to cheer about. For more information, visit DreamfindersHomes.com. The models near you. And oh yeah, go Jags. Hey, Jags fans, is your bank guaranteeing high yields on your money? At Everbank, our yield pledge promise guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields available. And that promise is yours when you open a yield pledge checking or yield pledge money market account. So we do the work while your money gets the glory. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a local Everbank Financial Center or find us online at everbank.com/Jags. Everbank is proud to be the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Everbank, member FDIC.
The kick is up. It's good!
It's time for field goals for Firehouse Subs. You could score a free Firehouse Sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink. Visit jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs. PRI Productions has everything you need to bring your next event to life. If you want people to come together, you want PRI. Visit PRIProductions.com to learn more. 28-21, the final. Bills over the Jags in Week 12. It's time now for the Everbank Final Stats Check. Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor back with us. Let's start with the team stats. And the Jags led a handful of these categories today, including first downs, 20-15 ahead of Buffalo. Third down conversions, the Jags were 8 of 15, Buffalo 5 of 12. Total net yardage, Jags 301, Buffalo 304. Rushing yardage, Jacksonville ran for 183 yards on the ground today.
Ooh, God, I love that.
It doesn't even sound right, but it is. Bills,
a lot of quarterback running.
Yeah, right, a lot of quarterback running. The Bills ran for 153. The best rushing offense in the NFL was shut down in the first half, but made up for it in the second half. Of course, passing yardage, 118 for Jacksonville, 151 for Buffalo. Penalties, or lack thereof, depending on your view, 6 for 60 yards against the Jags, 6 for 31 yards against the Buffalo Bills. No turnovers either way, though the Jags felt like they should have had one that was not called their way. It was called forward progress and not a fumble and a recovery. It appeared to clearly be out of his hand. Well, Telvin Smith had the contact
Absolutely.
On that play, and it didn't happen. The time of possession in favor of the Jaguars, 33 minutes, 35 seconds total today. But some key returns in this game. The big punt return set up the McCoy touchdown before halftime. You had a long pass play to Watkins to set up the Taylor touchdown run later. Some key non-calls in this ball game late. All that combined for the sixth consecutive loss.
Yeah, that non-holding call on what should have been a first down. Allen Robinson has shoulder pad. I think it was Stephon Gilmore had a handful of his shoulder
had two
pad.
Hands full.
And yanked him right in front of the ref, right as the ball lives a couple of feet away from him. It's a mystery sometimes what these guys are looking at. Let's look at some individual numbers today, guys. Blake Bortles, 13 of 26. He didn't throw it a bunch today, but he completed 50%, 126 yards, and two touchdowns. He was sacked twice on the game. His counterpart, Tyrod Taylor, completed 12 out of 18 for 166 and a score, sacked five times by the Jags defense. Bortles on the ground, 8 for 81,
wow.
Countered by Tyrod, 7 for 38, and he did run a touchdown in. So both quarterbacks active with their legs today, about the equal in total yardage as well. Chris Ivory running great in the early going. What a shame that was. 9 for 44, and a touchdown went out on the Jags' third drive with a hamstring strain. Denard Robinson came in, carried it 13 times for 39 yards. T.J. Yeldon, 6 for 17, and Marquise Lee had a carry that went for 2 yards. LeSean McCoy, after being stifled in the first half, got basically three-quarters of his production on that one long run. 75-yard run, 19 carries, 103 yards, and McCoy did score twice today for the Buffalo Bills. And the receiving game, it was Marquise Lee leading the way once again. 4 grabs, 37 yards, and a touchdown. Allen Robinson couldn't get the rhythm going with Blake Bortles today. 2 for 24. Ben Koyak caught 2 for 23. Neil Sterling caught 2 for 16. Allen Hurns caught the touchdown. It was his only grab of the day from 12 yards out. He dropped the big one in the first half that would have been a long gainer. For the Bills, Sammy Watkins, first action in a long time, came in and caught 3 balls, including the 62-yarder, totaled 80 yards. McCoy caught 2 out of the backfield for 31 yards. Defensively, Telvin Smith, 9 total tackles, including 7 solos. 2 of those tackles going for loss. Jonathan Cyprian with 5 solos and an assist, including a sack. Malik Jackson had a pair of sacks. Tyson Alualu and Miles Jack split one. And Yannick Ngakoue got one of his own as well. Preston Brown led the way for Buffalo with 5 solo tackles and 7 assisted stops today.
Fred, let's go back to this rushing total for the Jags. 183 yards on the ground, 81 of those from Blake Bortles, and some design stuff today, especially when Ivory was out of the ball game. They had to find some kind of wrinkle, and they used some of that read option type of stuff, and Bortles found some open space.
Yeah, I was hoping they would get back to that, you know, earlier in the season, much sooner. They had a lot of success doing that last year with Blake, even in his rookie year, although the coordinators changed. But they did have success, and he's very capable. But when you look at it, man, you got to tip your hat to these guys. And the reason I say that, JP, is that a lot of guys have been in and out of that offensive lineup, and these guys have just plugged them in. And you give the coaches credit too, because they're and as well as the organization, the scouting department, but finding these guys and bringing them and inserting them in there, and now they end up with one of the better rushing performances at this point in the season against a, you know, pretty stout Buffalo defense. So I give everyone credit for at least, you know, continuing to fight and try and win these games. So it's not all bad, even though, you know, the wins don't, the losses sort of damper everyone's mood, but it's not all bad. And hopefully the fans understand that these guys are really out there fighting, you know, regardless of the losses, they're really competing. So I tip my hat off to them for the effort.
And Fred, I thought Blake, you know, we talked about his running today. I thought, you know, this is a game JP and I expected a lot of blitzing from the Bills. They only had the 2 sacks on the day. I thought he was very decisive in when he took off. When he knew it was time to go, when it wasn't there, you saw him bolt up field and picked up a number of first downs that way.
Yeah, Blake, he, like I said earlier, he didn't turn the ball over. I thought he's very decisive, as you mentioned. And he did the things. He attacked the marker. The 27-yard, his very first run, the 27-yarder, could have been about 10 yards longer. No, but he made the smart play there to get down, live to play another play, and not take chance on getting injured. So Blake played well today, man. I like to see a lot more of that these next few games to finish off the season.
There you have it, the Everbank final stats check today, 28-21 the final. We'll come back. We'll pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. Jags dropped their 6th consecutive loss to fall to 2-9. Bills improved to 6-5. 28-21 the final in Orchard Park. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Microsoft Surface is the official tablet of the NFL. While NFL coaches and players use Surface Pro 4 this season, fans at home can show their fandom with the same device. Now available, the Surface Special Edition NFL type covers. And for a limited time, buy a Surface Pro 4 in any NFL type cover and get 15% off NFL Game Pass and a chance to win Super Bowl 51 tickets. Visit surface.com/NFL to learn more. Get your Surface at a Microsoft store or online today. Must be U.S. resident 18 or older. Ends January 1st, 2017. See website for official rules.
This is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics, a Konica-Minolta company. Konica-Minolta is an innovatively powerful worldwide company, leaders in super technology that can help your company grow. Konica offers powerful software solutions, exceptional IT services, and award-winning digital copier systems. Konica is ranked as one of the best companies to work for by Forbes magazine. Partnering up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is Tim S. Marshall, president of Copytronics and market vice president of Konica-Minolta Business Solutions.
Follow the Jaguars nonstop when you fly from Jacksonville International Airport. Jax has convenient nonstop service to 5 away games in Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Nashville, and Indianapolis. Other Jaguars games in Buffalo, Kansas City, and San Diego are only one connection away. Touchdown with the Jaguars when you fly from Jax.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame continues. The final score of 28-21 in Buffalo today. The Bills improved to 6-5. They're still very much alive in the AFC playoff race. They need a lot of wins. They need them quickly. The Jags are pretty much done. 2-9. They've lost 6 straight after improving to 2-3 after the 0-3 start. It has gone downhill from there. Some really close losses the last now 4 weeks in a row. But still losses nonetheless. It's time now, J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, to select a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. And as if anyone needs a reminder, the voting is this. Mike gets one vote. I get one vote. Fred Taylor gets a vote and a half to break any ties. Not sure. Right. Fred, you went first last week, I believe, so I guess we could mix it up and have somebody else go first this week. Is that fair?
I mean, it's up to you guys, man. I'm a team player.
I'm just sitting here thinking Fred ran for all those yards and all he gets is an extra half vote out of this whole deal, man.
Well, okay, you have 17 votes.
You want to give it away?
No, I don't. I'll go first. Let me jump in.
Go for it.
I'm going to go with Malik Jackson.
Whoa, man, you're reading my note sheet. Well, what's going on?
This is an easy one. 2 sacks on the day. I thought, like you said, Fred, the 75-yard run was not on the D-line. That was
right.
On the secondary. I thought Malik played well. I thought the D-line as a whole did a pretty good job against the run, particularly shut him down in the first half. And the 2 sacks, that's what they brought him in here to do, not just stuff the run, but to be a penetrator, be a disruptor, and he got the job done today. So I like my odds.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in ahead of Fred just to get ahead of Fred here too and go with Malik Jackson for all the reasons you previously stated. But remember, it was a defensive line that – didn't have their full assortment of guys. They didn't rotate as they probably normally would, with Sen'Darik Marks playing at the nose spot today and Tyson Alualu getting the strong side end. The rotation was a little mixed up today than normal. So Malik, I would guess, played a good bit more snaps than he normally does today, as all those guys did. So, yeah, 5 tackles, 2 sacks, big day for Malik. Fred?
It's a no-brainer. I think it's another sweep. Malik, he stood up. The reason they brought him in here is to go out there and be a leader. Depleted defensive line, as you stated, 5 tackles to 2 sacks. He was all over the field, man. You look up, the big guy was moving around. I didn't realize he was that quick, athletic. And he did a good job today. So I tip my hat off to him. He's my pick for player of the game. I think he found his weather. You know,
apparently
coming from
so.
Denver, I think it was the weather.
Right.
Yeah, we'll need to freeze it down here the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we haven't had many unanimous picks this year.
No.
Honestly.
We haven't had many picks and wins, only two wins. I can't even remember who the winning players were in the winning weeks. That was so long ago.
Ramsey against the Bears,
Buffalo? Not Buffalo. Indy, was it Telvin? No?
I can't remember. It
could have been Yeldon because Yeldon had like 70 yards on the ground that day.
Right.
You know, they ran for 100 for the first time all year.
Yeah, that's right. It might
have
been.
Here we are. Unfortunately.
That'd be much harder if they won more. I mean, those guys are sort of, you know, kind of overlap.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? It's been a while. That's
this
week four and six.
To. Yeah.
The last and only Jaguar wins this season. So the player of the game today for the Jaguars Radio Network is Malik Jackson, the defensive tackle. 5 tackles, 4 solo tackles, 2 sacks today. And Malik Jackson, a real pest for the Bills up front today in Week 12. We'll come back. The injury report around the corner. A few guys nicked up today for the Jags, and we'll try to get an update on some of the guys who didn't even play today. A lot of guys on the list from last week still. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey coming up as well. 28-21, the final. Bills over the Jaguars. And Jaguars postgame continues on Jaguars Radio.
Your family could go all the way to Super Bowl 51. Enter Ticketmaster's Super Bowl 51 Football is Family Sweepstakes, including 4 tickets to the Super Bowl, round trip airfare for 4, a 3-night hotel stay, a $500 gift card for the NFL shop, and more. To enter, text FAMILY to 842-538 or go to Ticketmaster.com/footballisfamily.
No purchase necessary. Legal license to U.S., Canada, except QBC, 18 plus. Void where prohibited. Ends 12 p.m. PTO only 2017. See Ticketmaster.com/footballisfamily. For rules and alternative entry, message and data rates may apply. Up to 2 auto responses to entry. Sponsor Ticketmaster, LLC.
Amazing Black Friday offers are here during the Ford year-end event. Get $1,000 Black Friday bonus cash on top of all other great offers. Or check out special year-end lease deals across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Save big on Ford, America's best-selling brand. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, F-150 Raptor, Focus RS, Ford GT. Taking retail delivery from dealer stock by 11/30/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hey there, Jaguars fans. Are you ready to make a difference for the men in your community? Join Zero and the Kazarian Urology teams for a special event to fight prostate cancer. Come down to the Jacksonville Fairgrounds on Saturday, December 3rd for the Zero Prostate Cancer Run Walk. Pick your pace with a 5K run or 1 mile walk and bring the kids for the Superhero Dash for Dads. Help raise awareness for the disease that impacts 1 in 7 American men. See you on December 3rd.
Ready to take your game to the next level? Become a pro fan. Only with NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. With NFL Red Zone, you can see every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. And with NFL Network, you get 24/7 coverage of the entire league. Switch to an X1 double play from Comcast and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Want to see yourself on the video boards at a Jaguars game this season? Now you can, thanks to the Selfies and Slices promotion brought to you by Mellow Mushroom and the Jaguars. Come into any Jacksonville area Mellow Mushroom and snap a selfie with their featured Jags player cutout. Post it on Instagram and make sure to tag @MellowJags and use the hashtag MellowJags for a chance to win 2 tickets to the next home game and see your picture on the big screen while you're at the game. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. See official rules for details.
Jaguars postgame rolls along. 28-21 Bills over the Jags in Week 12. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Time now for the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing healthcare for good. A few guys nicked up today. Rashad Greene, well, he had the two fumbled punt returns and then left the game after the second one with an Achilles injury and did not return. Chris Ivory had the hamstring injury and did not return. I think there was the third offensive drive for the Jaguars and kind of changed the game a little bit after that. Alan Hearns had a left hamstring injury on his touchdown. You saw him reach for the leg on the replay. And then not long went after, went in, apparently got some treatment, came back out, and came back into the ball game. Alan Hearns about as tough as they come. And then towards the end, we heard Yannick Ngakoue limping off, favoring his left leg. So no further update on those guys, at least that we know of. There were a few others that did not even dress for today's game, including Jared Odrick with a shoulder injury, Dan Scuda with a bad back, did not practice all week, Julius Thomas did not practice all week with a back injury. And, you know, I don't know if Yeldon – do you think Yeldon was 100%?
Fed? No, I don't.
No. No, no way.
Yeah, yeah, so, Brad, you wouldn't have seen Denard getting as many carries as he did.
No. Right, he definitely wouldn't have got those touches. And then, again, Yeldon didn't quite seem decisive. I saw some cuts there. Maybe that was the reason for the vision comment, JP.
Yeah.
Because usually you see him get to those cuts, but today was – you know, just try and ram it up in there and get what you can get. It wasn't any real elusiveness, jump cutting, explosive runs that we're usually seeing.
Avery Jones was out today as well, and that depleted the defensive line a little bit with his ankle injury.
Yeah, I think you go back to the running backs here. I think if Ivory stays healthy, I doubt Yeldon gets many carries at all. I think they're going to only use him primarily as a third down pass protector in the early going. And you even saw him after Denard got some carries, Yeldon came in just in that capacity today. So, look, Blake was only sacked twice, so he probably did a decent job. But I think the protection was okay for the most part today. But, boy, Ivory was just off to such a hot start. You hate to – you know, you finally have got – you feel like you've had a few weeks of Ivory starting to come on, and this might have been the capstone game of the season to this point for him. And, you know, just a shame it went down because it was a freak kind of fluky tackle the way he got hurt, Fred.
Right, I agree, Mike. And you're at that point in the season where a lot of soft tissue injuries are gonna, you know, mount up. I mean, the length of the season with the, you know, there's a lot of fatigue. The guys have to be real cognizant of how they treat their bodies, what they're putting in their bodies, making sure they're getting their rest, taking care of the small things, the small injuries that turn into big injuries, such as, you know, a stump toe may become a hamstring, and then a tight back may become a hamstring or some sort of soft tissue injury. So the guys just got to, you know, do what they have to do. It's the life of the NFL at this point in the season. Injuries are going to happen. So the guys got to take care of themselves extra well.
And Fred, certainly the hamstring happened much after the drop, but Alan Hearns has had a few key drops this season.
Yeah.
Is it just one of those things? I mean, he's, I think, been the most sure-handed guy they've had for the last couple of years, and it's uncharacteristic to see him have the easy ones, like the one he had today, just come off his hands.
Yeah, six drops from the season. I'm not sure if it's a lack of focus or it's just unfortunate that is happening. I mean, the great ones will drop one here and there. Hopefully Hearnsy can get back on track, man, and show everyone the reason why he went and got the big money. I still got a lot of faith in the kid.
Because you know he's going to be out there no matter what. Come hell or high
exactly.
water, he's going to be
right.
on the field. He's reliable. It's just a matter of getting back on track when he is out there.
Right, right.
We'll come back. We'll preview next week's game. The Jags will try to lock down the bank next week. The defending world champions are coming to town. We'll preview the Jags and the Broncos. The final score today, 28-21, Bills over the Jaguars. Jags are 2-9. The Bills are 6-5 now. And this is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO has been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, Jags fans, Coach Gus Bradley here. Nothing quite matches the excitement of leading our team onto EverBank Field, and now game day can start with you through the EverBank on the Prowl sweepstakes. For each Jags home game, one lucky fan will win tickets, pregame sideline access, and the opportunity to lead our team as they take the field. To enter and for official rules, go to everbank.com/prowl. That's everbank.com/prowl and enter today. No purchase necessary. EverBank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. If you're listening on our flagship station in Jacksonville, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. Your calls and thoughts about this Jaguars loss to the Bills and the Jaguars 2016 campaign. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and the final moments with Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. Well, get ready. Next week, the Jaguars are back home. Back-to-back home games coming up. The Broncos, the defending world champs this week. And they're right in the mix of the AFC West, a great battle out in that division. And then the Minnesota Vikings, which you never know. Great defense. The offensive line has some issues. Bradford made a bad throw on Thanksgiving late to lose that ball game. Let's start with the Broncos. Never going to be easy. Their defense is fantastic. You never know what's going to happen on the quarterback and the offense for this team. They do have playmakers. It's a challenge coming up this week, Fred, with Denver coming to town.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy one. I mean, Denver is playing, you know, to hopefully continue to fight to win that division. They're right in the thick of it. So it's not going to be easy, but a very well-rounded team. Coach Kubiak, he's been great throughout his coaching tenure in the NFL, and I'm pretty sure he's going to sense blood in the water. So Jacksonville is going to have to be ready. They're going to have to, you know, at least try and run the ball to minimize that pass rush led by Von Miller. It's tough matchup for the Jags, but they got to fight and try and do some upsetting to close their season out and try and win every game and end on a good note.
Not that Denver would come in and not play hard, but you really want them to win tonight, right? If they lose to Kansas City, that puts them in a little bit more jeopardy in the wild card race and a little more sense of desperation. So
right.
I think you'd rather see them come in off a win. And then, Fred, as JP mentioned, Minnesota – the following week, and obviously we'll talk about that more next week, but that's a team that I think is eminently beatable. They've lost 5 out of 6. Their offense is nothing to get excited about. They really can't run the ball at all. They just have a knack, though, of scoring on defense and being a playmaking unit, and it's been that way for a number of years in Minnesota. I think that's the big thing you got to watch out for with the Vikings.
Right. The Vikings, man, as you mentioned, we will get into a little bit more next week. But, yeah, I think they play to the level of their competition. It's a very mysterious team up there. I don't know. You look at them, one week you think, okay, this defense is going to dominate. And then, you know, you're going to lose to a Chicago Bears team, to an Eagles team. You lose to a Lions team. Lions twice they lose to. So you never know what team you're going to get. Hopefully that day, we're going to get the team that's handing out, you know, just giving away wins. Well, not giving away wins, not that easy. But the team that doesn't want to play well, hopefully we'll get that team.
It would be nice. 1 o'clock, the start time this week against the Denver Broncos at EverBank Field. Tickets available 633-2000 and Jaguars.com. And, Fred, let's have a good week and rally the troops and come back here on Sunday and lock down the bank here at EverBank Field.
Yeah, JP, let's hope that's the case, man. That time of the year, bro, that time of the year. So we'll find a way to get one, maybe 2 or 3, maybe all of them, I hope. So we'll figure it out.
That would be nice. Fred, we'll talk to you next week.
See you, Fred.
Dempsey. Peace, guys.
There he goes.
Fred Taylor. Pride of the Jaguars running back. By our calculations, I believe the Jags were officially eliminated today with the ninth loss.
We think that's the case, yes. Yeah. There may be some mystical formula out there that if every single game went the right way, they could get in. But they, I believe, were less than 1% coming into today. So even if they won, you know, it looked for a while with the Bears coming back late and the Jags hoping to rally, JP, that if the Jags won, they could pick up a game on the entire division, and that wasn't to be today. So
it did not happen. The Jags are 2-9. They've got the Denver Broncos coming to town next week. For those on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010XL, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is coming up. The Jaguars' senior VP of communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are producers. Max Hockman produces Jaguars.com video. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Lagerman, Mike Dempsey, and everyone involved, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. Final score, Bills 28, Jaguars 21 on the Jaguars Radio Network.